92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Food has been a really hot topic this summer. The impossible meat thing is spiraling out of control. Sales of plant-based food substitutes have grown by 14 to 15% since the beginning of last summer when this all kind of started. Burger King just introduced their new Impossible Whoppers across the country. Subway restaurants have announced that they're going to introduce plant-based proteins to their menu. They're going to add a Beyond Meatball Marinara sub, which I have a problem with. Can you call it a meatball sub if there's really no meat in it? I think they need a better name. Dunkin' Donuts has been doing product testing with customers in New York City. They've been trying out their new Beyond Meat sausage. White Castle, Carl's Jr., and several dozen other chains have introduced meat substitutes on their menus this summer. And just when you may be thinking you've seen it all and they can't do any more with it, I have to tell you that you're wrong. Impossible Foods is now taking on the seafood industry by creating fish and other seafood alternatives. I'm voting no. No, absolutely not for me. I love my fresh fish. I will not accept any substitutes on that. No way.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.